WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And it's a beautiful day in paradise. Heard a story this morning about a guy who was driving his helicopter. He said that a bird flew in through the window right into his heart wall. So he's outside of the helicopter flying around watching his friend fly the helicopter. And he's purportedly, he says, he met up with Jesus. And Jesus showed him quickly, you know, there's no time wherever you go, and showed him that all these times, like he helped this bum on the street or turned around, you know, he said, that was me. So some of us have entertained angels unaware. And today I have two angels in here. We have Roberta. How you doing, Roberta?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Let's get that a little closer to you. We also have Pastor John Robbins from St. John's.
St. Paul's.
St. Paul.
That's,
you know,
right.
What is, you know, this one thing, one thing about being 71, it's good. Everybody forgives you right away. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, St. Paul's Church on Flamevine Lane in Vero. 999 Flamevine.
999 Flamevine. And you can come on Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. for their healing service.
Yep.
And there have purportedly been actual healings that have already taken place. How long have you been doing these healing services? Is that something new?
I want to say, so we opened our building in 2018, and I think we started the healing ministry, the healing services specifically. I mean, we've been laying hands on the sick, you know, since the beginning of St. Paul's in 2011, but we started this healing service specifically, I want to say in probably 2019, something like that. And then it kind of got shut down during COVID, like a lot of things. But anyway, here we are again. So we've probably been doing it five, six
years.
Well,
you set a good foundation, a good base. And that's, you know, yesterday I went to a workout place with a local pastor, someone you know, who remained nameless. And, you know, he's kind of like reticent about, well, God can do miracles if he wants. And, you know, I'm saying, well, you know, I said, look me in the eye. I said, it is written, no liar shall enter the kingdom of God. And, you know, the Amelia story. I told you that story about the Italian lady.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So I said, she took my fingers and put them on when this other man was praying for her because she had fallen down the week before. It's a long story, folks.
Right.
But anyway, she took my fingers and put them on her hip.
Right.
And in that hip, with these two fingers, just like the doubting Thomas, I felt that buzzing inside her body.
Right.
You can put me the guillotine. I'm not going to deny it because it happened.
Right.
And so I don't know why. I think that people are reticent to believe that healing, that Jesus is still healing, even though he says in the scriptures, these works I do, you'll do greater. But the man doesn't like that which he can't control. Would you concur with that?
Well, certainly that's true. And I think that, you know, as we talk about the fact that there's always risk in healing. And so the question is, if I lay hands on the sick person and they don't get healed, what does that mean? And I think that for some, the risk is just too great. Is the person who came to me for healing going to be disappointed? Are they going to look to me and say, oh, you know, or are they going to look at themselves and say, oh, I must not have had enough faith?
Or an ignorant person will say, you didn't have enough faith. Oh, my word, please. Yeah. That's so
So I think
good.
That for many pastors, the whole issue of healing ministry, there's just too much risk involved. And too much potential for disappointment or misunderstanding. So I think in some ways they've just kind of stayed away from it.
It's
yes, they heal.
Safer that way.
Yeah.
It's if Jesus wants to show up, the door is open, but you know.
Yeah, and I, once again, I always say I don't want to cast aspersions to anyone Everybody's trying to work out their ministries in various ways. And the Lord happened to bring me to this particular point where I've come to see the healing ministry of Jesus is being foundational to the gospel ministry. It took me time to understand and to connect the dots and to see how the Lord worked through the process. So I get it. You know, I understand if someone's not really there, I totally understand.
What I want to ask him in heavenly places is, why did you pray with the man who was blind? And then you said to him, it's in the scriptures, how do you see? And the man said, I see men as trees walking.
Right.
And so Jesus, again, had to take some more mud, spittle, put it on his eyes, and then he was given back 100% sight.
Right.
And as we know, somebody that we all know went to the healing service recently, had a back problem, and she was like, this enormous heat went through her body.
Yeah.
Your wife, who was praying with her, said, she came up to me later and said, this enormous heat went through her body. I don't even know if she'd spoken to Barbara yet. And yet she was about 90% healed. So somebody said, oh, then she wasn't healed. Well, you know, God, his ways are not our ways. And sometimes maybe he wants to make an excuse. Well, maybe he wants you to keep coming back.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I would say that we don't really know why someone is completely healed one time and it takes multiple prayers for another person, but God really does know. And he has a reason for bringing that person back. He has, this is part of their journey. They're diving in and trusting. And for some people, it could be a whole building of a relationship with him that that process has started and not completely been filled. But I would also say this, that since I started going and being a part of this ministry team and laying hands on people with Pastor John, I would, in the beginning, walk away and I would say, Father, Lord, why? Why did so-and-so get healed and the next person didn't? And it, this question was always on my mind, and I was praying about it all the time. And I believe over the last few years, piece by piece, God has been revealing more and more about why someone might be healed and might not be healed right away. So it's like peeling back an onion for many people. And we've been learning all kinds of new truths that bring us to this place where I believe, first of all, I want to say that I believe that Jesus wants to heal absolutely everyone. For some, the onion needs to be peeled back. And
well, Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and he's not going to remove all suffering. And he was a man acquainted with many sorrows. And I was admonished by the Lord years ago, and he said, I am not the God of destiny. I am a living God, as if everything's already written and down. No, I'm the living. I said, what do you mean by that? The living God. In other words, he lives and breathes and he can make decisions, and we all know from the scriptures, who's the guy that didn't want to die? And God gave him 15 more years. Mm-hmm. Some good
Hezekiah,
king?
Hezekiah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, so, you know, we can't put God in a box.
No.
He says, you're not going to put me there. I'm the living God.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that that honestly is a good jumping off point for what Roberta and I talked about wanting to speak about today, because the fact that he's a living God,
mm-hmm.
And that he as Roberta says, he wants to heal everyone, mm-hmm. right? And but the question is, how exactly is that healing going to come? We don't know for sure. I mean, there's always mystery involved in it, but he's the living God, and the key thing that I learned in some ways. You learn these things, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you've been a pastor for how long? And now, finally, you're learning this thing, which seems like such a simple truth that, my goodness, why didn't you recognize that literally in the first week you were a Christian?
Hidden right before your eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. And, yes, hidden right before your eyes.
Yeah. And so the key truth that really, in some ways, got me started, not started in healing ministry, because I've been laying hands on sick people for, you know, for as long as I can remember. But it was about 3 or 4 years ago that in reading the scriptures, I realized, oh, every single time that Jesus was invited to come and lay hands on the sick, he never said no. He always went. And so there were a number of occasions, like you have Jairus' daughter. You have the centurion's servant who was sick. Now, of course, in that particular case, Jesus was invited to go, but he never went because the centurion himself said, it's not necessary for you to come under my roof. I'm a man under authority. All you need to do is say
and
the
Jesus
word.
Jesus said, I'm astonished with such great faith.
And nowhere else in all of Israel have I seen such great faith. So, and then the third one was... I'm blanking on it right now, but it was Jairus' daughter and Peter's mother-in-law and then the centurion.
That was a big one to raise a mother-in-law, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
That little was, joke there.
Yeah, no. But that was kind of the thing that kind of was like, it was such a simple truth.
Yeah.
Every time Jesus was invited,
yeah.
he always came. And then, of course, there were plenty of times where people were calling out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And, you know, the lepers.
Blind Bartimaeus.
Yeah, blind Bartimaeus, the lepers on the side of the road where they're calling out, where they're personally inviting Jesus to come. And, you know, then you have the kind of the attendants who are saying, don't bother the master right now. And Jesus says, no, I'm going to go, right?
The lady with the issue of blood.
Yeah, now the lady with the issue of blood, that's another story. And we're definitely going to talk about that one, because that's a really key healing event. And but here's my point that I'm getting to right now, which is this. If Jesus came every single time he was invited to come, what that means to me and what that means to us as a healing ministry is that when someone comes forward for healing prayer, all we need to do is invite Jesus to come.
Yeah.
And we can trust and believe that he's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really his presence there in that place that is the most powerful healing agent that any of us could ever experience. Just simply the presence of Jesus. And that was like the starting point. In other words, I'd prayed for people for years and years, but it wasn't until that moment that I realized, oh, every time I invite Jesus to come and to lay hands on the sick, he's going to come.
You know, one thing I concern myself with is that I want to love him, and I'm a very imperfect human being, but I never want the Lord to become common to me. And I don't think he'll ever, hopefully, and I pray, Lord, never allow yourself to be common to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that he's God and I'm not, and I always want it that way. And it is written that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And never for this to be a common thing. So I think that you're right, that every time, the only time he didn't was the lady came at first. She wanted something, and he said, well, the bread is for the household of the Hebrews at this point. And she said, well, surely even the dogs get the crumbs. And so I could almost cry with that one. And it's like, and he said, well, for such great faith. So, right. You know, but there was a lesson involved in that. Now, when he died on the cross and rose from the dead, though, those of us who are not born as Hebrews, are we, in fact, once we're born again and grafted in, and therefore then we become of the house of David, and therefore we are entitled to the sonship or daughtership as the Hebrews were?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
They're not a pretty sight to see.